While home prices are down and interest rates are at historic lows, Laura Lafayette says it is becoming increasingly difficult to take advantage of that opportunity. She says federal regulations will need to be eased in order to get the housing market and the economy as a whole moving again.
Because of unnecessarily strict financial regulations, it has become difficult to purchase. It's become difficult to refinance. There are creditworthy buyers out there that are not able to obtain financing to make home purchases. Now, I'm not suggesting we go back to the days of you can fog up a mirror, you can get a loan. That was not responsible. But on the other hand, the pendulum has swung too far. And I think that's just human instinct. We react, here's the trouble, so let's swing over here.
Lafayette adds that a lack of growth in personal income is another barrier for those looking to buy a house.
For so many of our fellow Richmonders, they are no more closer to home ownership today than they were 4 years ago. And that is because wages have remained so stagnant. In the last decade, wages in Virginia have been basically flat. In 2000, median household income was $46,600 and some dollars. By 2010, it was $46,367, flat. The income required to own the average price house in the Richmond metropolitan area right now is $51,819. That income is higher than the income typically earned by our teachers, police officers, child care workers, news reporters. I could go on and on and on. So there are a tremendous number of folks for whom housing is out of reach.
Home ownership stands at 68% in Virginia, down from its peak at 75% in 2005. As a result, there are more renters in the market, outpacing the supply and leading to a 14% increase in the average rent over the past 3 years. Lafayette says while this is a difficult rental market for many, it has hit seniors especially hard.
A third of all seniors in this region pay 50% of their monthly income in rent. So in the housing world, if you spend more than 30-35% of your income on housing costs, you're considered to be housing burdened. That's way too much. That means that they're making a choice between paying the rent or the mortgage or making that prescription that's supposed to go for 30 days last for 45.
Lafayette notes that while home foreclosures have affected many families directly, they also drive down the equity for neighbors in the surrounding area.
Foreclosures hit $100,000 homes and $1 million homes, and they've happened in our community. The foreclosures are going to continue. 3 years ago, the foreclosures were a consequence of predatory lending or bad loans or people just buying more house than they can afford. Now the problem with foreclosures is that we're talking about people who are unemployed or underemployed, and that's not something that's going to be remedied very quickly. So I think the foreclosures are going to continue to come. We keep saying that we've got to get those out of the market in order for prices to stabilize and bump up because of the equity issues. We all need that to happen. But I think you got to convince people that their interests are absolutely, positively joined with everybody else's in this region.
Lafayette says one way to slow down the foreclosure rate would be the creation of a community land trust.
If people who were facing the possibility of foreclosure could sell the land out from under their house to this land trust and then get themselves straight with the banks, and then have the right to buy that land back, what a possibility of stabilization. So you don't lose your house. You don't have to leave it. Now, you no longer own the land under your house, but you still own the structure, and you've saved yourself everything that comes after you've had to vacate the properties.
Laura Lafayette is CEO of the Richmond Association of Realtors. She also manages the Partnership for Housing Affordability and serves on the boards of the Richmond Better Housing Coalition, Richmond Metropolitan Habitat for Humanity, and the Governor's Housing Policy Work Group. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Richmond.